So you had to introduce a lot of new methods in order for the pottery to become more efficient.
Yes, but of course one can't do things quickly. It just went very slowly, you know. Instead of having a firing once a month, I said, well, okay, we'll have firing once every 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, every 2 weeks, and then every 10 days, you see, and that's how it worked.
And you redesigned the kiln as well? Was that about that time?
Well, of course, there was the six-foot Cardew kiln, which is the same as at Wentford. But that would not have been enough to make the pottery pay. So I said, well, we need to make a new kiln. So I designed an eight-foot kiln based on Cardew's six-foot kiln. But, you know, I had read in Bury about recuperators and regenerators. And I had talked to Michael about it, and he said, waste of time, really, because they don't work until they don't really start to heat up the air until you get to top temperature, and by that time, you know, the firing's finished anyway. But in point of fact, I found that that it made a lot of difference. And the eight-foot kiln fired, well, the first firing actually was over in about 19 hours. I came down as Michael used to, you know, expecting to see maybe cone 06 is bending, maybe not, at about 7 o'clock in the evening. And I thought, well, the kiln looks rather bright inside, doesn't it, you see? So looked in and put the poker in to see what the cones were doing. And all but the last cone were down. So I said, well, that's fine. The firing is finished, and everybody was very surprised. And when we unpacked it, it was all very good. And the amount of fuel used was less than that of the six-foot kiln. Mm-hmm. And the amount produced twice. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the few success stories. There were plenty of disasters, don't worry.